Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am your host, and I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. And I really wanted to just talk about Pokemon today, right? Like, yesterday was Pokemon Day. They announced Pokemon Sword and Shield. Like, I was really hype to come out today, drive to work, and talk about Pokemon. But man, I can't do that today. And I'm kind of fired up, so forgive me. I want to talk about this freaking Momo challenge that is everywhere. It's on every parenting group, every parenting-focused blogger, YouTuber, podcaster at this point is required to comment on it. I wasn't going to, because it's not really games adjacent. It's more, you know, kind of media adjacent. It's about YouTube. It's on, you know, etc. So, but man, I have to talk about it because, okay, my daughter is now afraid of my phone. I have a 6-year-old daughter, and she's afraid of my phone. And it's not because the Momo challenge is real. It's not like she was watching some video on YouTube Kids and some monster popped up in the middle and told her to harm herself. That didn't happen. Here's what did happen. A bunch of well-meaning bloggers, quote-unquote well-meaning bloggers and news articles, etc., kept using the freaking picture as the thumbnail and the featured image for their blog posts about it. Come on, guys. And now she sits next to me while I'm on my phone and I'm swiping through Twitter, where it's normally, yesterday specifically, was all pictures of cute little monkeys and rabbits that set things on fire and a cute little lizard guy. And in between all that, this monster keeps popping up, not just once where I can explain it away, but multiple times. And even more because people share it and then they retweet it. The BBC shared this. Oh, man. Like, okay. Content creators, I know some of you listen to this. If you care about children more than clicks, don't put that in the thumbnail image. Don't put it in the featured image. My daughter Googled they were on YouTube, on our television, and they looked up Engaged Family Gaming to bring up my website, which I know all the content that I put up. I would never put that as the freaking header image of an article that I posted. That's insanity. And guess what popped up as one of the suggested videos? A video of a parenting blogger warning parents about the dangers of the Momo challenge. Or more appropriately, talking about the fact that it's not a thing. Well, if it's not a thing, you just made it a thing. Everyone collectively went in and took this hoax. Now, I'm going to talk about the hoax in a minute, because there's more to it, and it's based on some reality. But they took this hoax that was spread around by a bunch of trolls, and they made it a thing. My daughter's afraid of my phone now. Because people were irresponsibly sharing, using that image. Come on, guys, use your head. And don't share that image and tell me, like, come on, no. You were trying to be creative, you were trying to be cute, but you're writing these articles trying to be super interested in taking care of children, and then you put it right on freaking news feeds. What parent blocks the BBC? Nobody does. Who blocks the BBC because they don't want to see those images? I don't follow 4chan because I don't want to see horrible crap that my kids could see, right? Like, I don't follow those people. Who blocks the BBC? Who blocks local news channels? You can't. So, as you can tell, I'm fired up. So, if you're a content creator, pay attention to the creepy crap you put in your pictures. It's one thing if it's like Mortal Kombat, whatever, like, right, that's part of it. But frankly, all the thumbnail images of Johnny, because Johnny Cage got revealed in Mortal Kombat 11 yesterday, and all the thumbnail images were just some goofy white guy in sunglasses. Nobody included the fact that he punches a dude's head off. Nobody included that. No, because we're smart. We know. right? The questionable content, we hide because it's Mortal Kombat. He punches a guy's head off. But nope, we don't show that, right? We only show the goofy white guy in the glasses, which makes sense. That's acceptable. That's what we do. But the questionable content, the Momo image, this crazy, creepy nightmare monster thing, no, let's just throw that in as our thumbnail. Come on, guys. Okay. That's my rant. Content creators, be smart. Care about kids more than clicks. Please. That's step one. Now, let's talk about the Momo challenge itself. What is the Momo challenge? If you don't mind looking at terrifying images, just Google it. You'll find the image that I'm talking about. I'm not even going to describe it. Basically, what the Momo challenge is it is a rumored game where a monster will appear in the middle of a video ostensibly targeted towards children, and will ask them to get on a phone and message a specific number on WhatsApp or another messaging service, and then they will suggest that they harm themselves. Okay, that's not a thing. This has been tested. There's plenty of articles. Various news sources have debunked this specific issue. With that said, it is a known problem on YouTube and also YouTube Kids that there are some people who are creating questionable content, disguising it as children's content, sneaking it on there to be trolls. I don't really know why, but they're doing it. So it's definitely happening. But it's not this Momo challenge. There's a parent blogger. I saw she actually captured a video. Her kid was watching an episode of Peppa Pig, and in the middle of it, it cut to a dude in sunglasses and a trench coat who instructed how to appropriately harm oneself by cutting their wrists. He did it. He explained it. It was accurate information. It was phrased in a very, you know, seemingly attractive way, and it was very quick. Something that you would absolutely miss if you weren't paying attention. So this whole, like, inappropriate content available on YouTube is a thing. So what do we do with this information, right? So we know that the Momo challenge is absolute garbage. It's not true. So let's stop talking about it. But I think we can still use it to learn, right? This problem of questionable content being available on YouTube, specifically on YouTube Kids, has been a problem for a while, but a lot of parents really haven't paid attention to it. Oh, I've never seen it. They only watch Cookie Squirrel C. Sure. Right? Like, I get that. I think, hopefully, we can use this as a lesson. So let's... Now that we're done talking about what it is and that it is not a thing, we have to talk about, what we can learn from this. Questionable content has found its way onto YouTube Kids. So I think the first lesson we need to learn is that YouTube Kids is not an ironclad solution. It is not, full stop, not the answer to all of our problems, okay? It doesn't mean that you can just set your kid up to watch. In the first couple of days, it absolutely did. You could go in and it was all kid-friendly stuff for the most part. But now people have figured out how to game the system and now they're trolling it because people are awful. So YouTube Kids is not the answer. Is it relatively straightforward? Is it more likely to be better? Probably. Is it less likely that your kid's going to be watching Cookie Swirl C and have a video pop up that will, advise them to, join the alt-right? Probably safer on YouTube Kids, but it's not universally safe. So that's the number one lesson we need to understand, is that YouTube Kids is simply a different app, and it presents different videos, but in aggregate, they are no less dangerous. So that's step one. Step two, okay, so we've talked about this. Now we know YouTube Kids is not perfectly safe. So now we also have to talk about YouTube is not perfectly safe. YouTube is not a television station where you can review it and say, okay, all of YouTube is safe. You really have to pay attention to the individual videos, the individual channels, the individual streamers. Different content creators are, you know, they create different stuff. And so there are some content creators who are, who create different content depending on what the title of the video is. A good example is Ninja. Ninja creates YouTube content from his Twitch channel. He plays Fortnite, which is a generally accepted family-appropriate game. We talk about it on Engage Family Gaming a lot. And when he is streaming by himself, his streams are clean, right? He's playing Fortnite, he doesn't curse. But on his same channel, he does have guest spots. He has people on his show that are not him, and he does not censor or restrict them as much, right? So, same channel, you might be watching Ninja 1 minute, and then the next video might be Ninja and another dude, and that dude might swear a lot. And that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg, right? Like, not everyone necessarily is universally safe, right? What this means is parents can't just let YouTube exist in their kids' lives. We have to talk to them. Who are they watching? What are they watching? And, who is the streamer? We can look them up. Most big streamers, if they have a lot of followers and a lot of subscribers, you can look them up and see information about them. And you can get information. You can find out if they have done anything particularly bad. For example, PewDiePie has done many bad things. Many bad things. And he still gets a pass for some reason. I know why. It's because he's a white dude. And a lot of times dudes like that get a pass. And it's unfair. But he is ridiculous. I mean, he is not appropriate for children. And you would know that. Even if I didn't tell you, you could Google him and find out that, occasionally he has said some pretty questionable things. He has kind of unintentionally, quote unquote, I'm sure, who knows, he's spouted, anti-Semitic propaganda, stuff like that, right? So, like, YouTube is not universally safe. Even the individual channels are not universally safe. So basically, I just tore YouTube down, right? So a lot of people are probably listening to this saying, well, then, okay, what do I do with YouTube? Can we just block the whole thing? No, I don't think so, because it's still fun. It's still useful. Obviously, there are questions about what to do. So here are some actionable pieces of advice. The first one is talk to your children about what is appropriate and what is not. My kids, because I talk to them about it regularly, know what is appropriate and what is not. They know they're not supposed to watch Mortal Kombat videos, so they don't. And at the very least, they don't seek them out, right? So that's part of it, right? Talk to your kids about what is appropriate and what is not. A lot of kids, especially if you talk to them early and often about what you expect, if you talk to them about what you expect, and by expect, I don't necessarily mean like all the bad stuff. Talk to them about what's cool. Talk to them about what you are okay with them watching. So, for example, I love it when my kids watch stuff about video game history. The origins of video game franchises or stuff like that. Love it when they watch that. So you know what they do? They go find it. I love it when they find YouTubers who are clean and don't cuss and do creative things in the games that they are playing. Right? Love it when they find that. And you know what? They do. They seek them out. That's stage one, right? Communication and engagement. Watch some of these videos with them. Engage. right? You know, I talk about playing games with your kids. Watch some games with your kids. Watch some of these YouTubers. You'll get an idea what the content is like, so you won't be as blindsided by, you know, what things happen. So that's one, engage. Step two, Step one was talking to them. Step two is engaging and actually watching stuff. I think the third one is you don't get to consume YouTube privately. Kids don't. My kids really don't. They don't get to take the tablets up to their rooms. If they want to do something up in their room temporarily, we don't have televisions in their room. If they want to do something in their room temporarily, that's fine. They can play the Switch, or they can read a book or a comic or something like that. They don't need they don't need YouTube in their room. Whenever possible, we also don't allow them to watch YouTube with headphones on, so we can hear what is happening. I know for a lot of folks that's not possible. You have multiple kids watching YouTube together. You know, it just turns into noise, so there's, at that point, you're not really paying attention to anything. I get it. So, you know, it's an imperfect system, but headphones are part of the problem, right? Keep them, you know, keep them in the public view, make it so you can hear what they are watching. That way, if something comes up and it's bad, you can address it immediately. Can't count the number of times that my son that one of my sons has been watching something and I hear something and I'm like, what did that guy just say? And then we find out and then we turn it off because we can address it right there. So that's another tip. Engage the privacy settings. There's a restricted mode in YouTube that will help prevent some content from being shared. Go in, look at the settings, and lock everything down. You will be much happier if you do that. But other than that, it really is. Let's take this hoax, that is backed on, unfortunately, that is based on some things that are actually happening. I watched a video of it happening, by someone who I don't, you know, the way that it was filmed, I really don't believe that it could be faked. But even if it is incredibly unlikely, even if it's 1 in 5 million, would actually see this video. I still think it's a good idea to be mindful about the content that our kids watch. So definitely follow these steps. And I'm sure I missed some. So if you're listening to this, I'm going to go ahead and share this around. I'd love for you to respond. And wherever you see this, be it in the Engage Family Gaming community or on Twitter, and tell me, what did I miss? Maybe I need to do another episode of this, because I want to help. But, you know, the Momo challenge is not what we need to protect ourselves from. We need to protect ourselves from everything else. So here we go. This has been my ride to work. I appreciate you sitting with me through my rant in the beginning, but also through the rest of my advice on what we can learn from this. I hope you guys have a great day. I will talk to you next week. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Talk to you soon. Bye.